This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. Tucked away in a champagne storefront on Springfield Avenue is a tidy store chock full of this and that. It's called the Idea Store. It provides the area with a marketplace to donate and buy all manner of materials and reuse them. Sales benefit the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. The revenue is used to enhance the education of kids in kindergarten through high school in Champaign-Urbana. Here's another benefit of the store. It reduces waste and conserves natural resources. People donate safe and clean items that they can no longer use, don't have room for, or don't want. The donated items are carefully sorted and organized for sale. The Idea Store was co-founded by Carol Jo Morgan, the store's educator, and Gail Ross, director of the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Welcome to the two of you, Gail and Carol. Thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you, Celeste.
This afternoon.
Pleased to be here.
So, Carol, let's start with you. Would you list just a few of the items currently in the store's inventory?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start?
I know. I was there yesterday.
Well, on the Wall of Intrigue, you'll find anything from little baby dolls to, oh gosh, help me, Gail.
Pieces of metal, pieces of shell.
Oh, Gail calls them rusty bits.
Yeah, we've got rusty bits. We've got plastic. We've got a phone cord. We have a pair of windshield wipers.
We also part of a license plate.
Yeah. And we also have China doll and China heads. And we have metal washers and brass openings and rings.
I think there's some fur up there.
And we've had squirrel tails.
Yeah, we've had squirrel tails and human hair.
We did have human hair at one point, all of which sold, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the prices are?
Anywhere from a quarter to $100. It just depends what the item is.
Yeah. How quickly does the inventory turn over?
You know what? We were a little concerned about that initially, but daily, hourly. We are constantly adding to the Wall of Intrigue as well as our other bins, constantly.
And the store has now been open since the end of September. Who's using it?
Oh, my gosh. Teachers, mm-hmm. families, especially with children, mm-hmm. artists, you know, either professional or just crafters who like to do things in their spare time and are looking for a good bargain.
Yep.
And what do they do with these things that they find at the store?
A variety of things. We've really been fortunate to have some wonderful paper. One of the best things that we had donated was a very large set of USGS maps that came out of New York. And we have seen so many people use those for so many different things. We had a paper quilter come in and take blueprints and maps to make paper quilts. We've had a lithographer come in, buy it by the pound to do his original print work. We've had crafters come in to make wrapping paper and calendars.
And children have come in and discovered the wrinkly, torn ones, and they're using them for pirate treasure maps.
Yeah.
How
so
creative
you name
is that?
It. I mean, so
very creative.
It's so much fun to see what people do with them.
Yeah. And from time to time you offer classes,
mm-hmm.
right?
We're just starting a new schedule, a variety of kinds of things, from open studio to workshops that are going to extend through the fall, through the spring, or one-time workshops. An example would be we're doing felted flowers to remind us all that spring is coming. And we're doing bundles that will be put outside to be weathered by the winter elements. And those will later be dissected and used for collage creations in the spring. There's going to be a fiber and fabric blowout sale. So we're going to teach people how to work with billboard material, literally billboards.
Yeah. And who's been donating these items?
We've had anything from a single individual who brings in a very small bag of corks or bottle caps to industries. We have about 8 industrial contracts at this point in time. Anything from the billboards, as Carol Jo was saying, all the way to mechanical parts, circuit boards, gown material from Herf Jones, cap and gown. So and lots
yo-yos.
And lots of we had a shipment of 40,000 yo-yo halves, including all the hardware. So if you need an axle, we got it. So we've had a variety of things, including a Christmas Tree Farms gift shop who went out of business. And so that was what inspired our first, what we call a blowout sale, where we have a massive amount of stuff.
So then it sounds like you're working with area businesses to see if what they need to discard could be put to use.
Yeah, I was a little before, but I'm now a consummate dumpster diver, and go into the business and say, let me see what you're throwing away. And then we go through it and say, oh, we could use this. You could? Yes, we can. And, of course, people want to do the right thing. They don't want to throw stuff away.
I would also imagine this could be a possible money-saving effort for businesses, as if they don't have to haul away so much stuff.
Potentially. If we get to the point where we can actually use a great deal, and that's our goal, then we really can make a difference in a business bottom line. But a lot of businesses now have zero waste policies, so we can help with that. And that may be not saving them the money that they'd like to save, but we can help them get rid of everything. So we're trying. We're trying to make a difference.
How did this happen?
I'll let Carol Jo take that one.
Well, in 2006, I had founded a little nonprofit, and I was looking for a way to generate income to help support that, and then realized, wait a minute, I can't do both that nonprofit and this reuse center idea. And my board of directors agreed, and so we looked for a partner to merge with. And I had already researched and come up with, wow, this is a great, fun idea. And Gail came up with the fact that, well, it ought to be called an idea store.
Well,
we found an ideal match in the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation because of the education component of a reuse store like ours.
Yeah, and that's a key niche. And the idea actually stands for something. It's invest, develop, elevate, and achieve. And it's one of the taglines that we use at the Schools Foundation for our work.
Are there stores like this in other communities?
You know what? There are. And the latest figure we've been given is there are about 20 of them in the country. But I would say, and I think I can say with confidence, we're the only one with this size demographic. We did a lot of demographic studies before we opened up, and we're the smallest area. But we feel that our area, if we include the rest of downstate Illinois, which so far we've had shoppers from all over the state, as well as donations even coming up from St. Louis, that we can do it. And we're the only ones that are supporting an earned income enterprise for a nonprofit as well.
Yeah. And you count on volunteers. So are you in the market always for volunteers?
Always, always. We have wonderful volunteers that range in age from teenagers on up. And they come in, they have an orientation, and we put them right to work. And one of the perks of being a volunteer at the Idea Store is you get chocolate. That was Gail's idea.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even have to work there an hour before you can have chocolate.
Yeah.
And there are other perks been with us for a while.
Well, I think volunteers love to open boxes that come in and discover the treasures that people have given us. Yeah. And people have been really giving us wonderful things.
Well, now let's talk about a couple of very practical matters. Mm-hmm. What are the store's hours and where do you park?
Well, our hours are 2 to 7 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So we cover that afternoon and early evening time. And then Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 12:30. We have parking on all sides of our building. This particular shopping center is built right into the railroad tracks, so we don't have a fourth side to the building. But you can get to us from the front of the building on Springfield Avenue, or you can come around to the back on the north side next to Boneyard Pottery, and you can park there as well. And that's where our loading dock is and where our handicap accessibility parking is.
So you are accessible then to
people? We are.
People.
But, you know, if you see it from the front, you do have to go up to a flight of steps, and that can be daunting. But just please know that you can come around and there's access back there. The other good news is that we're looking to expand, and so we're hoping that we might be able to offer some storefront.
Okay. Carol Jo Morgan and Gail Rost, co-founders of the Idea Store, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this afternoon. And once again, this store is located at 28 East Springfield Avenue in Champaign. So if you're headed west on Springfield, it's just ahead of the viaduct. It's next to Boneyard Pottery and across the street from Rock's Restaurant. And you'll find a link to their website at our website on the Afternoon Magazine page at will.illinois.edu.